On Franklin and Marshall College Week, being bilingual can have significant advantages. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jessica Cox, assistant professor of Spanish and linguistics, delves into the benefits.
In immigrant-receiving countries such as the United States, families decide every day what language or languages to speak at home. What effects do these decisions have on people once they're adults? My research has focused on bilinguals in the U.S. who speak Spanish at home and also speak English, but may be applicable to people from other linguistic and cultural backgrounds, too. We found that in Pennsylvania, people who spoke both Spanish and English very well had advantages when learning a new language. So, bilinguals need opportunities to develop both of their languages to high proficiency to be able to reap this benefit. Also, people who code-switched or went back and forth between Spanish and English in a conversation did not necessarily have poor language skills. They often switched languages for emphasis or to clarify the precise meaning that they intended, not because they didn't know how to say something in one of their languages. In other words, they took advantage of having two languages at their disposal to communicate effectively, which shows sophistication. So, there are many reasons why maintaining a home language other than English can benefit individuals and communities in the United States. And for people who didn't grow up speaking a minority language at home, my research has also shown that adults can learn a new language even into older adulthood. When learning Latin, adults over the age of 60 and young adult learners between the ages of 18 and 27 scored equivalently on most tests. So, regardless of age or background, adults can learn a new language with time and practice.
That was Jessica Cox of Franklin and Marshall College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.